Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
All right, here we go. Why not? It's podcast number 205. I'm Sean. Charlie and Maddie are over there.
Hi there.
Over here.
We're the Get Up Show. Love it if you click a like and subscribe and tell your friends and listen to us on the radio sometime. Go to 987simon.com and call. Call anytime you want. The Simon line's always there for you. Not like everybody else. 336-373-0987 is the number. How's everybody feeling about 24?
Pretty good. I mean, nothing bad happened yet. Woohoo!
There you go.
I mean, so far so good. I mean, nothing. Yeah.
Third day.
You guys get excited about New Year?
No, not really.
Not like I used to. You know, it used to be, oh, what are we doing for New Year's Eve? Blah, blah. Where are we going to go? Where's the party? Whatever. Now it's just like, okay, whoop. Happy New Year, everybody. See you. Going home, going to bed.
Yeah, definitely saw some of that stupid Ryan Seacrest business while I was in bed. I leaned up, opened one eye to see the ball slowly drop. I still say, when it gets to be midnight, instead of counting it down and gently lowering it, go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then slam.
Thing
crashes.
The drop zone at Carowinds?
Yeah.
Ooh, it just explodes and shatters. And
yeah, it's like so many thousand Waterford crystals on that thing. And just imagine, it blows up, and if you find one, you get to keep it, and there's your keepsake. That would take New Year's Eve to a whole nother level.
Huh. It would be, except for the whole shattering glass.
Don't get bogged down.
It's crystals. Just Swarovski crystals.
That's right. Is it Swarovski?
I don't know.
So how about you, your New Year's?
Oh, it was real neat. I was all set to be asleep but well before midnight. And unfortunately, my dog really didn't like the fireworks this year. Mm. Well, she woke me up and said, hey, Dad, listen, I was thinking, do we need to check on next door if these are gunshots?
That was a car backfiring.
Yeah, I spent, I was... At the stroke of midnight, I was in the basement with my dog.
Aw, cradling it?
No, I was asleep. I had to get her out of the bedroom because she was keeping my wife up. So she just trembled away on the other side.
I was at a party in the country who were the culprits of gunshots and fireworks.
Ah, neat.
If you're wondering if that was gunshots or fireworks, it's me shooting gunshots at fireworks.
Yes, it was.
I never understood that, like... What kind of gunplay do people think is happening in our neighborhood where they think, like, especially on a certain holiday, like July 4th?
Sure.
And New Year's Eve is like, who's shooting these guns? It's like, or...
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
And why are they so colorful?
What is happening? Mm. Is it the Civil War? I mean, lots of guns.
Yeah, they'll say that all the time. I heard gunshots and then, you know, no, you didn't. It was a car backfiring. Nope, it was gunshots. And then they'll go back and forth. Like, and it's not the same two people.
Have you guys ever heard Tannerite?
Oh my God, yeah.
So they do
too?
Where I live out in Davidson County, people like to shoot off some Tannerite, and I never heard that before.
Oh wow.
And the first time I heard it, I was like, what was that?
If you don't know what Tannerite is, and it's an explosive substance, and people will put it on something like a refrigerator or a stump or whatever is handy, and then shoot it from a long range with a gun, and it blows up real good.
Yeah, it does. It makes a very loud boom.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
you
impressive.
Think that a Transformer blew or something of that.
Not Optimus Prime.
No, just the bad ones.
It was just the bee, bruh. Oh.
No, not the bee.
The color of the year, the color of 2024. Get ready for peach fuzz.
Yay.
Peach fuzz conveys a message of caring and sharing, community and collaboration. Radiant with warmth, it echoes our innate yearning for closeness and connection, brings belonging, inspires recalibration, and an opportunity for bleh. Come on.
I don't like peach fuzz.
People are putting way too much weight on paint.
Oh, is this for paint?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you can't eat it? I wanted to feel better for the new year.
No. I mean, no, this peach fuzz.
Oh, peach fuzz, you peel that part off.
Now, do you?
No.
I just chew through it.
I was a kid, I ate it, but now I don't like it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on bananas?
Peel them?
No, no. Are you a banana person?
Yes.
Man, it's hard for me to choke one down.
Really?
Yeah. I've got to be real careful.
They've got to be almost green, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't be ripe at all.
No, there's a short window in there where that thing gets gross.
The second it gets any mush to it, I'm done.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I agree with you. That's, you know, and that's what did it, you know, is I got a mushy one. And it ran me off.
I need nice, firm fruit.
I started back in on those little bitty bananas. You know, those little cute bananas they have above the regular bananas?
Yeah.
And I was walking to the register with them. I was like, guys, don't get sensitive. These are perfectly normal sized bananas. Uh-huh. Relax.
Yeah. This is all right.
Yeah. But no, those got me back to where I could eat a big one. I had to work my way into it.
You ever gotten a plantain by accident?
Love a plantain.
I don't mind it, but if you're not expecting a plantain and you crack into that thing, it's not at all what you expect.
Well, what's the difference, would you say, is the main difference? You're expecting a banana, you got a plantain, and?
It's not sweet. It's all firm. It was kind of stringy.
Sounds good to me.
It just doesn't sound delicious at all.
Did you search these terms in 2023, the most searched terms in North Carolina? You want to hear them from 10 to 1?
Sure.
I know I was doing this one a lot. Geometry dash.
Huh?
What's that?
No.
Stream East, number 9. Don't look at me.
No.
Okay, he's not going to explain them. He's just telling us what they are.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to search them to find out.
Taylor Swift at number 8. Give me a dumb look over that
one. Well,
I know what that is.
Matthew Perry, number 7.
Yes. Okay.
How about him, man?
Oh.
But he was taking the ketamine for therapeutic reasons. You know, it was for like depression and anxiety.
Yeah. He just, you know, a person like that just doesn't have limitations on normal dosage, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he was so into recovery and being a recovery coach and everything like that. And I just wonder when they came out and said, you know, he didn't really drown. He died from ketamine. What do all of his people he was coaching, how do they move on from that, you know?
Yeah, that's tough.
It is. And plus, my guy can't get any. Number 6, Super Bowl 2023.
Yes.
Barbie movie number 5.
Okay.
Started watching it, couldn't finish it.
No?
No, I'll finish it sometime, but I wasn't in the right headspace for it.
Yeah, so wait, you got to be.
You actually started from the beginning? You didn't just watch the end?
No, I picked up in the middle somewhere.
Oh, good. Good, that'll make sense.
But I could just turn the sound off and just watch her. She's incredible.
Oh, Margot Robbie. Oh, my. Yeah.
No, not her. Yes, of
Kate
course.
McKinnon.
Margot Robbie. She's great in that. The parts that I saw.
The middle.
You know what I watched all of over the break?
What?
I always get it wrong. Not Precious. Righteous Gemstones.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I still haven't seen it. I need to watch that.
Yeah, you do.
So one of my old radio buddies, her brother is the leader of the band in that TV show.
That's funny, man. The band is funny because it's one of these gigantic Coliseum rock churches.
Yeah.
And John Goodman is the leader. He's the big preacher in the beginning seasons. And Danny McBride is one of them. What's his face from Workaholics?
Yeah. Levine,
him. And the curly-haired girl who was in Vice Principals. Can't think of her name, dang it.
I don't remember that.
But they're all hilarious. It is the best show. I'm so happy I found something to watch, but then I watched them all right in a row, and now I'm done.
There's a few seasons, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's 3. I watched them all.
I hate that, though. I hate when I find something that I like, and then I crush it, and then I'm like, oh, now it's all done.
I tell you what, though. That show is heavy on wieners.
Oh, you mean showing them?
Yeah. Nearly, maybe, almost every episode, there's at least one and sometimes lots.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny when you're watching some, I was telling Charlie a while ago, I watched that movie Downsized, and because I thought it was a comedy. It's not a comedy necessarily, but it wasn't bad. But again, you don't expect to see a wiener, and then all of a sudden, there was a wiener in it.
Now that they can show wieners, they do it just, it's just gratuitous. Like it used to be with boobs, now it's wieners.
But is it that they couldn't show them? Or that they just, it was kind of more taboo, and then now it's okay?
I think it was more taboo, and I do feel like some, you know, it's streaming. I think some of the regulations have lightened up just a little bit.
Would you say that the restrictions are softer?
I mean, it
used to be harder to have them in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's harder.
But I'm going to tell you.
I will tell you that movie Saltburn, there's some gratuitous weenie slinging.
And I don't want to hear that movie. Because my daughter reported to me the other night, I just saw the best movie. I stayed up till 1 o'clock watching Saltburn, and it was like I kind of knew what was going on, and you feel bad at the end because you knew what was going on, and you feel guilty about it. I was like, wow. And she explained some of the plot. I was like, oh, Talented Mr. Ripley. And she goes, huh? I said, look that up. And then she found out, yes, it was inspired by Talented Mr. Ripley. So we're talking about it. I'm all for it. I'm like, great. You found a movie you like. That's so cool. And then you tell me it's got weenies in it.
Yeah.
God, I watched another. There's that show Obliterated on Netflix. That was another one. Actually, and in that one, I thought it was, I mean, not that I thought it was weird, but like literally every female member of the cast, her boobs were out at some point.
Really?
And I was like, well, that seems excessive.
It is excessive.
Like literally everybody, even like one of the girls was on Walking Dead at one point. I'm like, oh, that's a girl from Walking Dead. Oh, her boobs are out. Okay.
Well. See, it's too much.
No, they act like, in shows like that, they act like everyone does that. And
right.
It's not.
No, and these
not
guys
as natural, and I mean it's natural, but it's not as normal as they act like it is.
I know. It's like a friend of mine said one time, I wish there weren't any clothes. And I said to her, "What do you mean?" Because you know, we're so like ashamed, you know, you have to prudes. Cover your shame.
Bunch of prudes.
And I said, "Without clothes, how do you know who's who?" She goes, "You'd know who's who." But on the Righteous Gemstones, it is gratuitous. They find a way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's obviously written in to make it happen. Like,
there's a lot of that. I think that's most, like 95% of nudity in anything, it's gratuitous. Like it's never a part where you're like, oh, they had to do that.
They
part.
Act like, you know, there's all these actors that are like, I always said I would never do a nude scene unless it was important to the plot of the story. And I'm like,
it's not.
How often is it actually important to the plot of the story?
And I don't understand, is it supposed to be funny? Because I feel bad for some of these guys.
I think I don't think any woman has ever been like, yes. And so I think more than anything, it's shock and humor.
It is shock.
Yeah.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, if you're watching a comedy and there's a weenie out, it is for hilarious. Like Forgetting Sarah Marshall had one of the best scenes ever when he's
well, the
naked.
Hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, where was
when Dr. Ken jumps out of the trunk.
And see,
and look at him now.
Yeah, you can see him now and don't think about that anymore. So that, I mean, you can move beyond this. But if you're an actor, let's say tomorrow, Maddie, you go down to Wilmington and you audition for the next, you know, Disney Princess movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, look, there's going to be a lot of full frontal. But you're getting a substantial role.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Are you okay with this?
I would be surprised and make sure that I was on the right set. And then
that's not the Disney Princess.
And then I think the next question is, how much do I get paid? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's donk season.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I think I would. I would like to think that I would have time to prepare for the role.
No.
Oh, it's. I would just be walking on like, it's time to film your scene. Action.
Pretty
I'll be
much,
like, oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you, these dudes on the Gemstones aren't preparing for their part.
That happens a lot,
they
too.
They actually walked straight out of the freezer onto the set.
One dude got out of Walton Goggins. Isn't that how you say it?
I think Goggins.
Walton Goggins.
Is
love
it Goggins
him.
Or Coggins?
Who cares?
Goggins.
I love him in everything he does, ever since he was on The Shield with, what's his face? Michael Chiklis.
Yeah.
Everything he's ever done, love him. But then he did a full-on getting out of the bathtub, standing there, nude scene. I'm like, come on, man.
Well, it's funny because there's both sides of it in the sense that I remember the time that poor naive Maddie thought it would be a good idea to watch the Showtime series Spartacus at the gym. and there was a real neat gladiator locker room scene, and it must have not been cold at all in there because it was like real intimidating.
Oh, don't feel bad, bro. They ain't worried about
it. You weren't in the locker room with them.
Now, I didn't realize that back in gladiator times, they had locker rooms.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of towel whipping and grab assing. By the way, I want to bring that back. My wife used the term grab assing, and I really want to bring that back.
I don't know if you should.
Why? I think it's a fun term.
Do it outside, on, you know, not in here. Don't do that here.
I'm not going to actually do it. I just think.
No, he just wants to say it.
But yeah, you know.
What's horseplay and grab?
Teenagers over there grab assing.
Nah, come on, guys.
It just sounds fun.
I've reached my limit of saying words that I don't say today.
Fart.
Whoa.
I said it.
Come
you.
On. That's what I was
Let
telling him.
Down.
When you told me that she's watching that dang weenie movie, what's it called?
Saltburn.
And I say, you know, I still protect her from bad words like the F word, F-A-R-T, and the D word, D-U-M-B.
And the S word, S-T-U-P-I-D.
Right. And the B word, B-U-R-P.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Bad. And the A word, A-R-M-P-I-T. Protect her from those. And then she's watching movies where they got them out.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because now
No, they don't have their armpits out.
Come on.
Just their weenies.
All right, she's very confused by what's offensive and what's not.
No.
It's true.
She needs to, I mean.
Did you just say the F word?
F-A-R-T.
Yeah.
But, you know, she has, I guess, and this is a shock to me, we have our thing and what I think is appropriate, and then she has her own life starting now as a teenager who announced to me the other day, it used to be 18 that you were an adult, but now it's 16.
Oh, it most certainly is not.
Yeah. Yeah, but that tells me where her head's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, good try, kids.
Well,
yeah.
We've talked about it before. There's that moment you have where your child is good and doesn't say words, big words in front of you. And then all it took was one like hangout in my basement. And my daughter and all her friends are down there. And I was just like, dear Lord.
Yeah, I still
well,
haven't heard that.
Well, that's the age where they all have started saying it and they think it's cool. And so they say it more than you could ever imagine.
Yeah. I don't have that with my daughter and her friends. I disappear when they're around so that I can effectively eavesdrop.
Oh.
But no, I'm there. I want to hear everything going on. And they don't have that. They don't use the big words, but they will B word and F word, B-U-R-P and F-A-R-T.
Oh, no.
Like back and forth. And they think that's great.
Well, I think it's funny.
And they went to a dinner the other night at Green Valley Grill. And you know how that bathroom's so echoey?
Yes. Yeah.
They went in there and recorded one of them. And you could hear in the beginning of the video, quiet, 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 quiet. Just so they could hear the echo.
Oh, so now were they saying the word or actually doing it?
No, they did it.
They were doing it.
Isn't that high class?
I love it, actually.
That's almost as high class as the time that Scott and I went. We were there with families. And we went to the bathroom together there. And we noticed the echo. So we started going, and wasn't even thinking. Everybody in the whole damn hotel hears that.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, the Green Valley Grill is a very classy type restaurant in a very classy proximity hotel.
It's in the O'Henry down the street.
Well, whatevs. Yeah. They're all attached together. They're all very classy.
Yeah.
So I like that they had the shoe polishing machine. I never knew what to do with that. I would do that with my sneakers. Yeah. But
this is a place that has a shoe polishing machine.
Yeah, man. I would sit there with my sneakers and
it's where you can go for a proper afternoon tea.
Yes.
Which is very nice. And you could scream and holler in the bathroom like an idiot. And then when you walk out, everybody's looking and you're like, what? What?
Wasn't me.
Okay. Number four, weather 10 days. The number four most searched term of 2023. We're so exciting in North Carolina.
Oh, your 10-day weather forecast?
Number three, character AI.
Okay.
Number two, Temu.
Mm-hmm.
You still Temuing?
I haven't been on a shopping kick lately.
Aren't you done? Haven't you been burned enough?
I don't get burned on that. What are you talking about?
I thought you get everything from, I mean, do you Wish. Go back and forth between Wish and Temu? Isn't it all the same thing?
Temu is actually a lot faster. Their shipping is way faster. So if you want
so you get garbage faster.
You want some garbage? Yes. You go to Temu and get it faster.
Real quick.
Yeah. But I did. I got myself and Maddie these things that were called handmade Viking pizza axe. And in the picture, I was
pizza
like,
cutter.
Look at this rugged thing. This is awesome. Look at this thing with that giant wooden handle and the pounded steel. It comes and it's like a...
Cut my pizza.
It's about this big.
That's about 5 inches.
It's literally the size of your hand, and it's not, you know, hand pounded steel. It's two pieces of metal kind of spot welded together.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say that I've been thinking about, because I got one of those tumbler knife sharpener, the roly-roly.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous of that.
And they did a video of someone using that to sharpen a butter knife to where you could cut paper.
You could do
it. So I wonder if I could sharpen my Viking hand axe, pizza axe.
I don't know. That stuff is so cheap. I don't know if it would even sharpen, but try it. And then you could do mine. But the picture was so glorious.
Have you tried to cut a pizza with it?
No.
Oh, it's not sharp enough.
Yeah. I disagree. I feel like you could mush it enough that it would cut
push it
eventually.
Apart.
I mean, it's a soft pizza.
Number one most searched term of 2023 in North Carolina, ChatGPT.
Oh, I used that the other day.
For what?
It's something for the show. I was trying to see if it could write fun jokes for me, but it really, we didn't have a good understanding of what I was trying to do. And, but yeah, somebody else was explaining it and how they use it at their job and all this stuff. And I'm like,
for real?
I was like, I feel like that's not how this works. It's like, you're using something that can replace you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Well, it's because people are lazy and they think it's amazing until it fully replaces them.
Or until... Like,
I don't understand.
That story we had, was it last week or week before, with the Tesla robot stabbed the guy in the back?
Oh, yeah.
Do what?
The Tesla robot turned on one of the engineers and grabbed him and pinned him down. And
it was at the warehouse.
Yeah.
It was at the Tesla factory, and the robot came aware and decided it was going to overthrow its...
I don't know how hard I can say I told you.
Dude, you told us. Literally every movie ever made about
this. Has told us.
Yeah.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger's career was built on telling us.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we're so excited about, like, everything.
Because AI, we
everything.
Are lazy.
Is it that?
That's why. How we're going to get taken down.
Oh. I've never seen it. I've never used it, and I've never Googled it, looked at it.
Well, the other one is the AI illustration things. Like, have you noticed that all the time on Facebook, or is it just me?
I hate those so much. They make me feel bad. They make me feel sick.
Well, it's just, you know, they've got the
six fingers
on one hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched the video of
30,000 teeth in their head.
Oh, like one of those was like a grandma eating cake, but it was coming out of her stomach.
There's always something wrong.
Yeah, and they're always like weird, like greasy looking.
And everyone looks the same.
Yeah. It really freaks me out. It's nightmare. It's fever dream stuff.
But now it's a thing with, like, it's not just even the animated ones. It's the ones that look more lifelike, like a photograph.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But it's like, now it's like celebrities and stuff. It's like, oh, look at this picture of so-and-so.
Tell.
I'm like,
well,
that's not real.
So we watched this movie called, I think it was called Creator.
Yeah.
The other night. And it's about when AI takes over the world, basically.
Were there wangs out?
There were no wangs out. However, people donate their likeness so that there's an AI bot that looks just like you, because they're putting human faces on the bot.
So basically, AI you would show up and would do everything that you do, but it wouldn't be you.
Oh, cool. AI. I'm in. I
want
look that.
Just like you.
Yeah. Where do I get that?
See?
Now, my question
Lazy.
Is, do you think AI, Sean, would mess with the thermostat?
Well, it would have to, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't be cold. It'd be a robot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so we could keep the thermostat any way we liked.
I don't know. You got to maintain a proper temperature with your robot. Is what I've always heard.
I've always heard that it should be nice and warm in the room for your robot.
No, the robots will seize up.
You know, if we got to, if you've got to have that gratuitous scene, it should be warm in the room, not cold.
Wait, so if why are we doing it here?
If you ever want to give us a call and be part of the podcast, do it. If you hadn't done it, what's wrong? 336-373-0987 is the number. Let's listen to a couple calls from our friends and see what's up.
Hey, Simon. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. But love me the way we all love you, Simon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow.
Wasn't that sweet?
Was that actually Elvis?
Come on, man. You know, that song reminds me of a cool story. In the early 70s, the guys from Led Zeppelin went backstage to meet Elvis. He was their hero because they grew up playing his records, trying to be him. And they went back there and he was eating and stuff, chilling out. And they had an okay time. It wasn't any big deal. And then when they were leaving, Robert Plant turned around and pointed at Elvis and said, "Treat me like a fool." And then Elvis came in and finished it.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Isn't that cool?
He's like, "This is my one last chance to sing with Elvis."
Oh, can you imagine?
Do it.
Now get out of here.
Hey, Simon, that was a lot of Christmas music you guys played on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I don't remember ever hearing that much before. Thank you. It really got us in the spirit. Even heard something by Porky Pig. Thank you so much.
How about that? Did we do more than usual?
No.
Are you sure? Because I felt like maybe it was, too. I did all that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I did it the way I think an all Christmas station should sound. Like every other one is a mega super hit, like Holly Jolly Christmas and Jingle Bell Rock. And then in between is stuff you know. And then like every, like twice an hour is something kind of off the wall.
No, I thought we did what we normally do.
Okay.
So have we always gone completely Christmas from Christmas Eve through Christmas Day?
Yeah, usually up until
no
like,
other songs
until
in there.
Noon.
Yeah, and then we pepper it in through the rest of the day. But
yeah, at noon it goes back to regular, and then there's a couple Christmas songs here and there.
I mean, I think the fact that we do, I mean, that's as far as we go, and that's it. And
that's all we need.
But it was good, man. Because like I said, I think that the stations that play all Christmas, their need to fill it up makes them play a lot of crap.
Oh, there is a lot of covers of stuff.
A lot of remakes of remakes of remakes.
Right, because you're 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many Christmas songs out there.
But I'm telling you, that's what people want is those so many songs. There's about 25 songs that are really the mega Christmas hits.
Yeah, the good ones.
And if I was playing those every 85, 90 minutes, people would not care. If it's their, you got Christmas once a year, and if Holly Jolly Christmas is their favorite, they don't care if they hear it at 1 o'clock and then at 2:30.
I still wish we could have played the one Christmas song that I wanted to hear, but then I realized why we can't play it because it's inappropriate.
Which one?
Well, the one by the Pogue from Shane McGowan.
Oh, yeah,
the Pogues.
No.
But the Fairy Tale of New York, it's an amazing song. I mean, there's just one part where she uses the F word.
I know.
Well,
you're just that guy, though, man. You're a guy who would like the Pogues, and I understand, and you're cool like that.
You know, I'm not even sure I've ever heard that song.
You have. You love it. You don't know it.
You ain't never
heard about it.
I don't think I have.
But hey, thank you, sir. I had a great time putting that Christmas together. You know, I think every year, should we do it? Should we go right after them? Should we go head to head with the Christmas station and do it our way?
No, please, dear God.
No, I mean, because I just feel like it's too much. I don't think we could. Look, I don't think I could take it.
Their ratings just obliterate everybody else for the month of December every year.
Yes, but it's only for that time for those people. But everyone, that doesn't mean that everyone really wants that.
I just think the way we would do it would be superior and would win.
I agree. I just feel like, look, this conversation can get real inside baseball, but I think there's a reason why they end up where they do and then why it goes right back to normal.
Yeah.
But I think it's because they get flipped on a lot of places and get a lot of credit for stuff.
And then they get flipped off.
Right. Exactly. At the very most, I would say start December 1st, but not any sooner.
You mean all Christmas December 1st?
I think we should start now.
Hey, Simon, rock on.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I didn't even think about it, but now we're gonna rock on.
Oh, we can start now?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
So hold off on the All Christmas. We're gonna rock.
We gotta rock on.
Hey, Simon, you're running fast car into the ground. Take it off your playlist.
He said we're running fast car into the ground.
The problem is we are not running fast car into the ground. Everyone else is because of the Luke Combs version.
Yeah, we've always
were just fine with it.
Yeah, we were playing it just like we normally would.
Yeah, and I don't think we've ever played the Luke Combs
New Combs in the hairstyles.
No, I don't think we've played that one. But you're right. Every other station in town is playing the Luke Combs version.
How crazy. Out of all the songs and all the artists, that suddenly Tracy Chapman has this massive success.
Yeah. Well, thank Luke Combs' dad. He used to play it in the car when Luke was a kid. And when he decided he wanted to do a cover, that's the one he picked.
Huh.
Now you know the rest.
That. Oh, son of a bitch. We're here all day.
Of the story. See, I gave you a short one that time.
Thank you.
Just like Walton Goggins.
Hey, Simon, check this out. Like, you know, like, I just sit here, watch TV and shit like that, and then try to have a good time, or at least not be agitated. And then, like, every time I go on the damn internet, I turn the phone on or whatever, there's some crazy bitches out there that want me to go buy an Apple Card and shit like that. All I wanted was a pretty girl to come over and hang out and eat supper and watch TV and whatnot, get to know each other a little bit. Or whatnot. But no, they just like, buy me an Apple Card or buy me this or buy me that. I'm like, look, if you need gas money, sure, whatever. I'll give you $20 or however much you need when you get here, Dad. Well, I'm not coming and tell you, buy the damn car. I was like, you dumb can't send money through the phone, and nor do I want to. If you bring your dumb over here, I'll give you the $20 or however much you need. Damn it, hurry the up, I ain't got no day either. Sorry. That's how it goes for me. Every day, harassing me, wanting PayPal, wanting cash, a Steam card. Oh, I didn't ask for all that. All I wanted was a pretty girl to sit there on that damn couch and be quiet. Thank you.
Well, sir, I don't know why she's not there.
Sir, those aren't girls that you're talking to on the internet.
I didn't understand at first, and then I picked up on it.
Wow.
He wants all the girls in his life want him to send them.
Well, he's trying to meet a pretty girl to come over and hang out with him, but he keeps meeting all these pretty girls who just want him to send them, you know, wire them some money.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Apple gift cards.
You misspoke. He wants a pretty girl to come over and sit on his couch and shut up.
I just don't understand why she wasn't there right then.
Be quiet.
Yeah. Wow. So I wonder where he's finding these girls who aren't.
I mean, the internet.
Like dating sites?
They hit you up? I mean, they hit
Facebook.
I get stuff all the time on like Instagram and stuff. I blockity block all day long.
Well, whenever I get one of those, you know what my response is? I need gift card.
Yeah.
Before they can ever ask me. I go with an I need gift card. Mm-hmm. But did I tell y'all the follow up on that French lady who was wanting to talk? I may have told you
she
this.
She changed.
She became an Asian woman in Tokyo.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the whole page all the way down was like wiped. And then this new person was there in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy.
Well, she had to reinvent herself.
I guess so, because I told her no.
Yeah. Well, she went into a cocoon and came back out a different butterfly.
So weird that people spend all that time on that.
I just hate the fact that it actually works on people.
Right. Yeah. It does like, work.
Even
and
that
that's
guy,
the sad part.
Although I'm not sure if he necessarily, it didn't work on him because of the scam part, because he still said he would give you $20 for gas.
But you have to come there to get the $20.
Yes. I know.
He can't send money through his phone.
Nor would he want to, he said.
Mm-hmm.
But he sounds like he's got a great plan. Come over and have supper and be quiet.
Yeah.
Watch some TV.
I just want pretty girl. Come over here. Eat supper. Sit on my couch. Be quiet.
Hey. Can't blame him.
Isn't that what everyone wants?
Hey, Simon, Maddie, using the word rad makes everybody feel old. But I bet you won't play Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton. Sean should like it.
Well, thank you, sir, for thinking of me. You were using the word rad?
I guess.
He does like the word rad.
What's wrong with rad?
He said it makes him feel old when you say it.
I think it makes you feel nostalgic for a better time.
It's a classic term.
Man.
Like look. 23 Skidoo.
How dare you?
What?
Don't worry, sir. My new one is Grab Ass. So we'll just use
no.
That.
That doesn't fit with Red.
I'll make it work. I'll
doesn't go in the same place.
Well, I say a lot of stuff that makes people feel weird.
Yeah, you do.
That is true.
Yeah, Rad doesn't bother me. I don't think I hear you say it all that much.
Yeah, it's rad.
Yeah, I guess I do hear that. I would say that your go-to word is the word again. You'll never think about it.
Oh,
you'll never notice.
He says for instance quite a bit.
I hadn't noticed that one, but the word again is in your flip cards a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, now, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
no,
a thing.
Oh, yeah, but now it is. Now that
see,
you said
I
it.
See, I wish I wouldn't have said anything. Well, damn it. That's what I'm telling
again,
you.
Again, if you just would
oh
have
my
not
God.
Said
look,
it.
For instance, if I say.
No, see, I don't notice the for instance.
You will.
But again, we'll
you
just.
You know, the one I wish I said more from my time growing up is Wicked. I miss Wicked.
Wicked Pissa?
It was Wicked Awesome. This is Wicked Good.
Huh.
Yeah, Wicked Witch
smells wicked bad. No, not on
smells
man.
Wicked bad is what he came up with off the top of his head.
Well, the full range of wicked.
All right, your word is again. What's Charlie's word? I don't think you have one.
I don't notice.
I don't.
I go through phases of them.
I'm
like
real
I'll
crutchy.
Have one for a little while, and then I'll get rid of it, and I'll get a new one. So
come on was one for a while, but I don't notice it anymore. What's mine?
That's weird. You don't have words. You just do like. You have things that you do.
Things I do, bro.
Yeah, like that.
Things I do, bro.
No, it's
what
not
it,
even that. Yeah, it's just the repeat what I say thing.
Repeat what you say,
repeat
bro.
What you say. My favorite is when it's like I'm trying to actually like conduct business. It's like, hey, man, listen, we got to launch this blah, blah, blah. Launch this thing, bro. Or you're like, yeah, I know. We're going to launch this thing.
I don't do that.
Yeah, like, oh man, listen, we got to talk about the truck. Talk about the truck.
I don't do it when it's serious.
Yes, you do.
I always do it.
Always
I mean, do it, bro.
Maybe not to like your bosses or anything, but
oh, I wish
to
you would.
Anyone around you who's trying to have a conversation.
2024 is going to be a good year. Good year, bro.
I try not to talk to them.
He stays on mute.
Hey, Simon. I heard you play this version of King Winslessness. I actually don't know how to say it. It's a Christmas Carol with an Irish tune, and I'm dying to know who sang it. I can't figure out who it was. It was absolutely beautiful, warmed my heart so much. I really wish I knew who played it.
Lorena McKennitt.
Oh, was that the one?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had another one that I didn't remember.
The only other Wenceslas was well, there's one by Chicago, but I didn't play it, and there was one by
I wonder if I did
either. Trans-Siberian or the Mannheim, one of those. But yeah, that's a great song. You guys know it. You guys know all the words.
Yeah. Here
good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
She knows.
When the snow lay round about, cool and crisp and even.
Well, you're hitting every other word. All right, that's enough. Sprite makes brighter holiday. All right, we're going to get in trouble if we keep singing.
Lyman is
crayon apple now.
The Uncola. Or that's 7-Up. Hey, so anyway, we appreciate you. Man, it's been a great year. So happy 2024. I feel like we're at the end of 2024 now because we talked about it so much. This year went by like during this podcast.
Showing the door in 24.
Going what? For more in 24.
Your mom's.
If you'd ever love to be a part of the podcast, call 336-373-0987. Listen to us on the radio on that website, 987simon.com. We got Bet You Won't Play It Friday in a couple days. What's your final thought, Charlie?
Look out for gratuitous ween in 2024.
All right, Matt, are you?
I don't know. I wrote down peach fuzz and weenie slinging. So.
Okay.
I think we're all on the same page here.
See you next year.
Good day. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.